Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, we are entering into the last week of June. We are in the last week of June. And, you know, I encourage everybody to finish the last 6 months of this year strong. That is the topic for today. Finishing the last 6 months strong. We're going to break down what does it mean to finish strong. I'm also going to share some excerpts from my book, Metamorphosis Shadow. July 1st, I will be sharing some things on how we're going to unveil that as we lead up to some of the mixers around that. But today we're going to be talking about leadership. We're going to be talking about how to finish this year strong. So for all of you that are plugging in now, maybe for the first time, you can check out my website, CatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's CatherineTrotter.com, www.CatherineTrotter.com. So we're going to dive right into today's discussion. What does it mean to finish the last 6 months strong? I love breaking down words. When I look at the word finish, and when I looked up the word finish, it talked about to bring something to an end, to a place of completion. In other words, just like someone is manufacturing or putting something together or building something, that's what you're doing in your organization that you are a leader in. That's what you're doing in your business that you are facilitating. You are manufacturing a particular product or service, or you have certain goals, you have certain benchmarks that you want to hit by the end of the year. It's all up to you in terms of what you're going to attract to your organization, what you're going to attract to your business, what type of energy are you giving off to even attract what you're looking for. Sometimes we say, I don't have all the pieces of the puzzle to get my organization off the ground, to get my business off the ground, but I submit to you today that you do have all of the pieces of the puzzle, but you must re-strategize your focus. Sometimes people are scattered and are all over the place. So what I submit to you today, use the remaining days of June to put together a six-month strategy on how you're going to end this year strong so you can start in 2020, you know, with a blazing trail. Now, when we think about the word finish, again, it talks about the manner in which the manufacturer creates something, brings something to completion. What are you creating? I submit to you today, what are you creating? What are you developing? Now, when we talk about having a strong finish, when we look at the word strong, what does that mean? It means to having power. Sometimes you can handle heavy weight. Sometimes when you're angry, you feel that you're wearing many hats. You feel sometimes weighted down, right? So I say to you, for those that need some encouragement, some motivation, that you do have enough muscle to carry the weight. You have enough muscle to end this year strong, the last 6 months. You have enough fortitude within inside yourself to perform all the duties and tasks to hit your goals, to make sure that all of the deliverables that you want to hit by the end of December 2019, it will come to pass. A person that's strong is also able to withstand a great force or a pressure. Sometimes we can feel pressure as a leader, pressure as a leader of a business organization or what have you. But I tell you this, I'm speaking to your heart, I'm speaking to your mind right now, that you do have the ability to withstand great pressure and any force that may be trying to come up against you. Now, when we think about ending 2019 strong, what else do I want you to think about? I want you to think about what is the last impression? What is the lasting impression do you want people to remember about your business, about your service, about your organization, about your mission, about your vision? What is the lasting impression? We're winding down the year. When we're fast forward to the December of 2019, what are people going to say about you? What are people saying about your business? What are people saying about your service? Did they say that you were honorable? Did they say you were a person of character? Did they say that you was a person of consistency? What will they say about you and your business? Now, I'm not saying to internalize what someone says if it's of a negative sense, but what I'm talking about is when we're trying to build and grow in our leadership capacity, what is the lasting impression? Because our energy is going to connect with someone else's energy in terms of what you're doing, how you are relaying your information to another person. Are they receiving it? Are they not receiving it? In other words, what fingerprint will you leave over the next 6 months? What seeds will you plant in 2019 that will spring up in 2020? If you don't plant any seeds now, don't expect a harvest in 2020. I'm going to say that again. What fingerprint will you leave over the next 6 months? And what seeds will you plant in 2019 that will spring up in 2020? If you don't plant any seeds, don't expect a harvest. Typically, a month is comprised of 30 or 31 days when it's a rare. However, how will you use those 30, 31 days? How are you using your days? Are days just passing you by? Does a whole weekend get away from you? Does 7 days get away from you? What is happening within your business? It's time to do a checkup, ladies and gentlemen. Leaders, that's why this show is called Good Morning to the Leader in You. I want to wake up that leadership ability on the inside of you. I say good morning to you. Wherever you may be on your journey as a leader, I say good morning to you. Now, when we think about pressure, I talked a few minutes ago about pressure. Sometimes when people are in a leadership capacity, they feel that weight on them. Pressure, sometimes it is defined as a continuous physical force exerted on or against an object by something in contact with it. Another definition says the use of persuasion, influence, or intimidation to make someone do something. Another definition says attempt to persuade, coerce someone into doing something. So let's break down this word pressure, right? Sometimes we've looked at the word pressure in a negative connotation, but I submit to you this morning that although if you are feeling the pressure on you, I submit to you, you flip that around and you become the person that's going to be the influencer. Don't allow individuals influence you in a negative sense or even influence you to intimidate you to think that you cannot carry forth and build your business model, to carry forth and facilitate your organization, to get it off the ground. It doesn't matter what phase you may be in right now. I tell you, you become that influence and you flip that pressure around. You flip it around and you become that person that's going to influence other individuals in a positive way. You become that influence and you influence others to become a leader. You be that influence. You be that light. You be that beacon of hope. I speak to you right now. You be it. Don't worry about what other people are doing. I need you to buckle down these next 6 months and I need you to focus. I need you to focus. I want to say it again. I need you to focus. The last couple days in June, what are we all going to do, including myself? We are going to write down our strategy for the next 6 months and be laser, tunnel, vision, block any distractions out. Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone chiming in on the show this morning. You are tuned in to Good Morning to the Leader in You. I am Catherine, your host, if you're just tuning into the show for the first time. Or if you heard this show on the replay line, we welcome you. We thank you. Check out my website, www.catherinetrotter.com. That's CatherineTrotter.com. Listen, I tell you, in these next 6 months, your life is going to radically change. Those who's connected to you, life is going to radically change. But what you have to do is stay focused, and you have to stay committed to your commitment. What does committed to your commitment mean? A lot of times we start out in business, and we know what our level of passion is. We're excited. We're pumped. But then those roadblocks come, the hurdles come, the naysayers come, and we want to give up. But I say to you, that's not going to be anybody that's listening to this show. If you're listening to it now, if you're listening to it later, that's not going to be your testimony. Your testimony is that you're going to be an overcomer. Your testimony is that you stayed the course. Your testimony is that you stayed focused. Focused enough to see your commitment come to a completion. I'm about to read some excerpts from my book, Metamorphosis Shadow. And where did I get that title? What does that title even mean? Metamorphosis Shadow, it talks about coming out of the shadows of your past and walking into your destiny. And I'm going to read to you the introduction. And it says, now is the time to be released of the hurt of your past. Your past no longer has a hold over you. The prevailing pain is only a mental inability to let go of the past. The scenes of your past that you continue to play over and over in your mind are only a mirage. As you read this book, be prepared to go through a shedding process that will release you into your purpose. One cannot live a life purposeful, voided of their purpose. Don't wander another second, another minute, another hour, another day, another week, another month, another year on what you could not fix. The past has happened, but the future is still to come. Press in, Breakthrough and Be Set Free. This book contains 7 heart-revealing chapters that will provoke you to look at yourself and examine, why are you still in the same place as last year? Why are you not moving out of your dormant place, that unproductive place? Are you ready for the transformation process? The transformation process is for the person that is ready to say goodbye to their past and enter into their predetermined destiny. At the junction of your crossroad, you will begin to ponder and think of, can I do better than this? The day that question springs up in your mind, you are in the beginning of your awakening. There are many people in society with untapped potential that are lying dormant because they have not been able to come to a place of resolve of their past and embrace their present and pursue their purpose. Everyone has the potential of rising above their economic and social status. We as the people have something called emotions, and when we allow our emotions to run our lives, and the fruit of our life is one of erotic behavior, because emotions are fleeting and unpredictable. Therefore, we cannot make our decisions in a time period when our emotions are the leading factor in our decision-making. To pursue your destiny, it takes courage, courage and faith to believe that there is better for you. Never settle where you are, because you will look back on your life and you will regret it. As you begin to find out who you are, you will no longer accept what life throws your way. Stop searching for the approval of people. You will never be able to please everybody. So stop trying. Be yourself and be who you are. Remember, you are the apple of God's eye, and you are uniquely made. As you begin to birth your purpose, distractions will come to pull you off your course to fulfill your purpose. One of the things that I want to say to you, I want to read a snippet of chapter 1 also. I just want to say, pursue your purpose and stay focused. Pursue your purpose and stay focused. Say it with me. Pursue your purpose and stay focused. Let's say it together again. Pursue your purpose and stay focused. I'm just going to read a snippet of chapter 1. It's called The Broken Vessel, Disfigured. Disfigured and violently separated into parts that have been repurposed and manufactured for packaging to fit the need of another. Alterations took place in the inner workings of one's being. The original masterpiece was damaged and disrupted from the beginning, from forming into the essence of who you're truly to become. A fractured vessel holding together in the crevices of each crack by the hope to one day just be. And when we think about disfigured, it means tomorrow, to spoil the appearance of. When we think about appearances, the outward or phenomenal manifestation of things. When we think about shape, it means the boundary points to adapt to a particular use or purpose. When we think about deform, it means to mar the natural form or shape of disfigure. Sometimes we feel like we're walking around and we're disformed. We've been disfigured by life and disfigured by situations, disfigured because of the hurt and the pain that we still have been holding on to. I say to you, if we're going to finish this last 6 months strong, we have to release the hurt. We have to release the pain. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done, but I say to you, say it with me, I will release the hurt and I will release the pain, because I'm going to become the leader that I've been called to become. I'm going to execute on my business goals, and I'm going to be all that I'm called to become. I want to read some quotes, and I'm going to transition just a second. And there's some quotes about finishing strong. This quote says, I made it this far and refused to give up because all my life, I had always finished the race. Push forward and don't give up. There's another quote that says, whatever it takes to finish things, I'm going to finish it. You will learn more from a glorious failure than you ever will from just stopping, right? Sometimes we don't try to finish because we're afraid that we're not going to make it to the finish line. We're afraid of what the end result is going to look like. We're more afraid of the end result because we wonder what people are going to say if the end result don't match up to what everyone thought it would be or what you even thought it would be. I say to you, throw that to the side, forget about that, and just get in the game and work at your goals. Get in the game and achieve your goals. You are too important to the bigger picture to just fall off the canvas. That's another quote. You are too important. You, I'm speaking to you that's listening now, those that's going to be listening later. You are tuned into the show this morning, which I'm so excited and passionate this morning to release everything that I have. Good morning. You are tuned into Good Morning to the Leader in You. We call the show that because we speak to you in the point of time when you have your awakening that you are a leader. It could be nighttime, but it's your good morning. So I say to you, good morning to the leader in you. Another quote says, beginning in itself has no value. It is an end which makes beginning meaningful. We must end what we begun. So I say to you, some may be thinking, you know what, I'm about to throw in a towel, I'm about to give up, I'm about to be done, I'm about to just chill the rest of the 6 months. The first 6 months didn't go well, it didn't go according to plan, so I'm just going to chill for the last 6 months. I'm going to do me. For those that are leaders, I say, I wake you up this morning, I say, no, go back to the drawing board and look at it again. Create a new plan to end the last 6 months strong. Sometimes the worst circumstances make the best people. That's another quote. Sometimes through those challenges you face, it strengthens you, it fortifies you as a leader to become your best self. The secret is not following the right path. This is another quote. The secret is not following the right path. It's following the right path to the end. Don't quit. Don't give up until you have arrived to your destination. Now, when we think about the word leader, as you know, I like to define and break down words. The word leader means the person who leads or commands a group, organization, or a country. So, but you can be a leader in your own family. Let's say you haven't started your business. Lead your family. There are many families that need leaders within the family that can help bring the families together on one accord. Lead your business. If you are the leader of the business, you lead that business. Stop cowering down. Stop second-guessing yourself. Stop wondering, you know, if another person could probably fill your shoes better. No, you wear your shoes, you walk in your shoes, and you fulfill your purpose. When we think about leader, it's also talking about is the art of motivating a group of people to act towards achieving a common goal. So I say to you, who are you motivating? Who are you motivating? Who's listening to you, and who are you listening to? Because sometimes we overgroup an organization, we're not listening to our people, but yet we want our people to listen to us. So I say if we want to get movement in our organization, movement in our business, take a time to listen to your people. And then motivate your people to what? To action, right? Motivate your people to help them achieve goals. But you can't tell your team to go at a certain pace if you're going slow. If you want your team to speed up, you got to go at the speed in which you want your team to go. Because if you're going slow, your team's going to go slow. So I ask you, how slow are you going? How fast are you going? That's an indication how your team is moving. And sometimes we also, in these next 6 months, we have to take a time of reflection. So use these next couple of days, the latter part of June, as a time of reflection. Monday is kicking off a new month. It's going to be July 1st. We cannot wait till July 1st to try to figure out what the game plan. Many of you may already have planned out your last 6 months, and that's an awesome thing. So take this time to review what you've already written. Take this time to assess who is in your inner circle that's going to help you hit these goals, who is in your inner circle that's going to hinder you to hit these goals. You have to understand who is in your space right now and who is in this season. Because one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to exert unnecessary energy in a place that you just look up one day and you say you completely wasted all these hours, all this time, and then you're frustrated with yourself. You're frustrated with the person that you just committed this time to. But at the end of the day, you have the ability to check your own time. If you know you're throwing away time, you wasting time, you have to be the one to put a stop to it. You cannot allow individuals to waste your time. You cannot allow individuals to waste 1 minute of your day. So you need to be intentional about your day. See, if you're not intentional about your day, that's how sometimes people say, wow, you know, the day just got away from me. No, the day did not just get away from you. You wasn't intentional about your day. Be intentional about your day, and the day won't just get away from you, and then you won't have hit your goals. And like, well, you know what, I'm going to start over tomorrow. But again, the day's going to get away from you tomorrow if you don't make a plan, if you don't be intentional about your day. Command your day for what you will it to be. Command your day for what you want it to be. I'm going to pause for a second for those that just might be chiming into the show. You are tuned in to Good Morning to the Leader in You. I am Catherine, your host. Check out my website, www.catherinetrotta.com. I work with businesses, both for-profit and nonprofit organizations, in various states. You know, it has always been my pleasure and honor to work with organizations and businesses to help them build on their vision, build on their mission, and see it come and turn into a reality. I also want to plug an announcement. Also, at the end of this year, I am doing an appreciation lunch for all of my clients. It will be in the Maryland area. So for those that are in the DMV circuit, I'm definitely welcome you. And for those of my clients that are not in the DMV area, stay tuned because I will be doing something special for you in your particular area. But again, December 7th, I will be having an appreciation lunch. I will share more about that lunch next Tuesday as we flow into June. I'll be sharing my last 6 months strategy along with the details of the appreciation lunch. But you want to plug it in December 7th. It will be at 12:30 in the Columbia, Maryland area, and I will be sharing details about that next week. So I want to take a couple minutes to read some additional excerpts from my book. In my book, you can check out the website metamorphosisshadow.com for more information about how to get the book, and I will be having several different events down the road where individuals and leaders and business professionals can come together. Because one thing I've learned too, as a business professional, sometimes we're trying to operate our business, but we have not come out of the shadows of our past. We're still operating in the past of who somebody wanted us to be. Therefore, our business is it reflects that, right? If you don't feel that you are powerful, your business lacks power. Whatever self-doubt you may have inside yourself, I'm 9 out of 10, that is a reflection in your business. It is a reflection. So you have to become whole so your business, too, can become whole. You have to become whole so you can stay focused and you can operate your business not out from behind the shadows of your past, but as you are walking into your destiny. You have to stay focused, and you have to make sure that you are intentional about hitting your goals. A lot of times, again, going back to that, the day just got away from me. The day does not just have to get away from you. Be intentional about your day. Matter of fact, today, be intentional about today. What are you going to do today? What are you going to do? What do you have already planned? What do you have lined up for today? Or are you going to let today get away from you? There's a chapter in my book called Embrace the Truth. Have you looked into the mirror of your own eyes? What does it say to you? Does it speak to you? Does it speak to who and what you are? What reflection can you see through your eyes? I say that to you this morning because how you see yourself is also on how you see your business. How you see yourself is how you see your business growing. If you have certain doubt and fears about self personally, you're going to transfer that same energy into your business. So it's important for business owners to make sure they go through a metamorphosis process, detox, cleanse the mind, cleanse the heart, become whole, so that way when you see your reflection in the mirror, you see a whole person. The reflective mirror tells no lie, for it sees deep into the crevices of one's heart and bypasses the mask that is on the surface. The reflective mask speaks to you in a quiet moment when no one else is around, saying, "Remember who you are." Throughout Destiny's life, she is often avoided to look into the mirror for fear of seeing who she is to become and afraid of how she will accomplish that task. Destiny is the main character in the book. For those of you that might be getting the book, I say to you, what is your reflection? When's the last time you really looked at yourself in the mirror? This is what I want you to do. Last couple days of June, I want you to do a reflection activity. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, and I want you to come up with at least 5 to 10 positive affirmations about yourself, and then come up with 5 to 10 positive affirmations about your business and how you're going to finish the last 6 months strong. It's not about what other people see when they see you. What do you see when you go into that bathroom? You're fixing yourself up in the morning. You're looking at yourself in the mirror. But sometimes people rush that process. They're getting themselves together, but not really looking at themselves in the mirror because they don't want to see themselves because the scars are still there. The pain is still there. And I say to you, and I speak on this all the time because a lot of times us as leaders like to push things away and say, you know, they're not there. We want to put on that Batman suit and like, we're all right. And no, let's detox. Let's detox from unhealthy behavior. Let's detox from unhealthy habits. Let's detox from negative thinking. This next couple of days, do a detox. And these last 6 months, allow those things to be eradicated from your life. So when you thrust into 2020, you don't have those same weights. Be free. I speak to you to be free this morning. It is your opportunity to be free. This is your season to be free. This is your hour to be free. As we get ready to close and wind down this show, I thank everybody for tuning in this morning, plugging in this morning. If this helped you in any way, please share this link to someone else. Please share this radio link to someone else. We produce this show every Tuesday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week, we're going to have some additional announcements from some different business owners that are doing awesome work throughout multiple states. And I just want to plug that information. That's going to be beneficial as we thrust, because next week we're going to be into July. July 2nd is the next show. I'm excited about it. I hope you're excited about it. But more importantly, I want to hear your testimonies. I want to hear your story. I want to hear about the great work that you're doing. So as we wind down this show, I always like to say at the end, see you at the top. And why do I say see you at the top? Because I want to speak that into your heart. I want to speak that into your mind, that that is where you're going. You're going to the top. You're going to excel, not because you're trying to outdo anyone, but because that is, in fact, your destiny. Because when you make it to the top, you're the type of person, the character that you have, and I'm speaking it to you for those that's listening now and listening later, the character that you have, you want to see others go to the top with you. So when I say to you, I see you at the top, I'm also speaking to the many people that's connected to you. I speak life over you and all those that you are connected to. So when I say see you at the top, I see you at the top, and I see those that's connected to you at the top. And so you need to say that to yourself. I'm going to see you at the top. Speak that to yourself. I'm going to see you at the top. And then see all those individuals that you're connected to, your family, your friends, your business associates, community members. See them at the top as you see yourself at the top. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to close out the show. Again, my website, www.catherinetrotter.com. Have a blessed day. I'm going to see you at the top.